Kristen, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
We've heard the term man session, I think, for a few years now. How did the recession affect men and women differently?
So the Great Recession, which is actually similar to previous recessions, hit men's jobs much harder than women's jobs. What's different about this recession is the magnitude of the job loss. The Great Recession lasted 18 months, 7.5 million jobs were lost, more men's jobs were lost. Roughly 70% of the jobs that were lost were men's jobs.
And by men's jobs, what's defined that? What do we mean by that?
Yeah, these jobs were in manufacturing, construction, but also the financial and professional sectors had some job loss. But conversely, the economy added jobs in some female-dominated industries, such as education and health services, during the recession.
So it did affect men disproportionately more than women.
Absolutely. So in concrete numbers, in 2007, just prior to the start of the Great Recession, employed wives contributed 44% of total family earnings. 2 years later, during the Great Recession, their share rose to 47%, which is a rise of 3 percentage points. And this rate has held steady in 2010, 2011, and also in 2012.
So does your research show that this trend is continuing?
It does look like it's continuing. It is staying at 47%. So I also looked at past recessions, and this is a trend that's typical of recessions, where during the recession, the women's contribution rises, and then it maintains that level after the recession as well.
So as recessions have come and gone over the years, it's kind of a new plateau each time?
That's right. Women's increased contribution to family earnings has been on the rise, but a lot of that is also due to, over the decades, more women entering the labor force.
Sure.
So some of this is when recessions come, men lose their jobs, and that really pushes women's contribution up.
What does this research mean for New Hampshire's workforce specifically? Are we representative of the rest of the country?
So that's a really good question, and that's one that I'm beginning to research now. But I can say that New Hampshire is a highly educated state, and we did lose manufacturing jobs. So it should be very interesting to cut the data in this way, looking at state-by-state comparisons.
And I don't know, again, if you can quantify this with numbers, but the number of women being the primary breadwinner in a home is probably on the rise and will probably continue to rise.
Absolutely. These estimates of wives' earnings contributions to total family earnings indicate that wives are much more important breadwinners for families.
Any implications you see for employers? How does this change the landscape for those who are hiring?
Yeah, I think many employers realize that their workforce has changed, that workers, men and women, have to balance their work and family responsibilities. I'm a member of the New Hampshire Task Force for Work and Family, and we have spoken with employers across the state on this issue of how they're grappling with attracting and retaining the best employees. And many tell us that providing job flexibility helps them to compete with other employers, particularly in the Boston area. Policies to support working families, such as paid sick days, paid family leave, child care supports, workplace flexibility, and this really ties into employers and ways to attract good, strong employees.
Kristen Smith is a family demographer at the Carsey Institute and a research assistant professor at the University of New Hampshire. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.